Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the investigation into Thanasis Nikolaou's death was negligent and irresponsible, the Limassol District Court heard on Tuesday. The omissions are so many, so great, that it crosses the boundaries of gross negligence and borders on a cover-up, former investigator into the case Savas Matsas told the court. Matsas was removed from the case by the Attorney General for revealing details on his findings to the media. The statements were made during the ongoing inquiry into Nikolaou's death after he was found dead under a bridge in 2005. Though it was ruled a suicide, his family has been fighting for over 18 years to say Nikolaou was killed and his murder covered up. A day earlier, Nikolaou's legal team filed a request that sent shockwaves in the courtroom asking for a police officer to take the stand. He would be called to state on record details of a testimony received in January where an individual confessed that Nikolaou was murdered by a group of people. One man had been named in the testimony. Moving on, Cabinet on Tuesday green-lighted the creation of an oversight body for service sector companies, Finance Minister Makis Keravnos said. The body aims to prevent situations that threaten the image of the country and will be tasked with carrying out snap reviews in case there are indications suggesting practices with negative consequences to Cyprus's reputation. The oversight body will be headed by the Cyprus Security and Exchange Commission and will carry out the checks jointly with the Bar Association and the Accountants Association. Speaking to reporters after the cabinet decision, Keravnos underlined that if there are announcements for sanctions violations, then the body can investigate them. Elsewhere, in a report released on Tuesday, the Auditor General's office again raised the matter of the simultaneous payment of salaries and pensions to currently serving state officials, calling on the Treasury to cease this practice at once. The remarks came in the Audit Office's special report on the Treasury for the year 2022. The Treasury is urged to immediately cease the payment of pensions to currently serving state officials, which is being done in express violation of the relevant laws. It added, no illegal pension should be paid out for the month of January 2024 and thereafter. Citing the applicable law, the Audit Office said the payment of pensions should have been suspended for the time during which these officials drew a salary. Earlier this month, the Treasury said it would resume paying the pensions of currently serving state officials, following legal advice from the Attorney General's office. About 160 state officials, retired and currently serving, are on multiple pensions. For example, there are state officials like the President and four ministers who are collecting a state pension while also being paid a state salary. And finally, the price of olive oil has skyrocketed in Cyprus as across the rest of Europe in the past year, data published by Eurostat on Tuesday showed. In January 2024, the price of olive oil in the EU was 50% higher than in January 2023, with prices in Cyprus marking a similar increase of 49%. While the price of olive oil started to rise on a European-wide level from August, the increase in Cyprus was recorded more sharply in January. This is the largest increase recorded to date. According to the study, the second half of 2023 saw the sharpest increases across the EU, with a 37% increase in August alone, compared to the same month in 2022. The trend accelerated in September with a 44% increase, reaching 50% by October and peaking at 51% in November. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.